Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Now, here's your host, Ray I.
Don't blow your whistle, freight train. Take me further on down the track. I'm going away. I'm leaving today. I'm going and I ain't coming back. I'd rather be a
panther hollering.
Where the sun don't ever shine, than to be in some big city, in a small room with your love on my mind. So blow.
Welcome back. Hi on the Outdoors on a beautiful Saturday morning. KFNS 590 The Fan. This is your host, Ray I, with the Voglervogger. Maddie G, running the board, baby. Mitch Norris joined us. Been talking about some catfishing. Welcome back, Mitch.
Yep, I'm glad to be here.
Mitch also builds birdhouses and turkey calls for the kids and does a lot of neat stuff. He sure gets those big catfish. Of course, Peanut's here with us this morning. Having our coffee, enjoying this Saturday morning. Just returned from a trip to the Ozarks, and as most of you all know that listen to the show every week, we talked to Jim Anderson over in Eminence about the current river and the Jack's Fork River after all the flooding and stuff, and had him on several times. And now we're going to run over to the upper Jack's Fork area there. We've got a gentleman on the phone with us. We talked some duck hunting last time. We're going to get him back on with some duck hunting, but this time we're going to talk a little bit about the Jack's Fork River, scenic riverways, the access damage, river access conditions, and things like that, because me and brother noticed that some of the accesses were closed from the flooding. So a U.S. Park Ranger, National Park Service, our good friend, Mr. Chris Figge. Hey, Chris, good morning.
How you doing, Ray?
Great, brother. Thanks for coming on the show with us.
Y'all, it's my privilege. Glad to be here.
Wow, you guys had a lot of damage down there. Why don't you tell our listeners that's going to come down to the Ozarks and go to the rivers and stuff this week and into the 4th of July, what to expect, what's going on with the river accesses and things like that?
You know, as far as the Jack's Fork River goes, we just opened up yesterday our last access that was closed. That was Blue Spring,
okay,
which I know you're very familiar with. That's where you and I actually met, Ray.
Yes.
The restroom there, the vault toilet, is still out of service. We're hoping to have it up and going this week. So backcountry camping in Blue Springs is going to be free for y'all. But rivers are in great condition. The upper Jack's Fork, as it always does this time of year, is losing water and getting to where it's going to be more of a hike than a float.
Yeah. Been there with that.
They're looking great.
That's good news. Now, see, that's great news. I was expecting, you know, this morning you were going to tell us about the areas that were still closed. It's good news to get you on and have you tell us that the areas are all open. The damage, wow, I saw some of the damage down there. You guys really got hit hard.
Yeah, we got hit hard, but I tell you what, we are very lucky when you compare us to other areas like Van Buren and Thomasville. As I'm sure you know, I responded to a lot of those areas in a search and rescue capacity. The Eminence area was hit hard, but we could have been way worse, and we're thankful for that.
Yeah, the upper Jack's Fork there doesn't have as many buildings and you know, things like Van Buren to town, of course, that was horrible. And, of course, the city of Eminence and all those things, true. But, you know, when roads wash away and entire bridges go down the river, I mean, that's bad, isn't it?
You bet. I mean, the Monday after the flood, I actually destroyed one of my boats because I hit one of the cabins in the river with my lower unit. So not very often you get to say I hit a house with a boat.
No, you don't get to say that too often. Boy, that flooding really kept you guys busy then. You were on search and rescue and all types of things going on with you then, right?
Yeah, on the initial hit, I was basically on for about 36 hours straight. Sure, I came home for a couple hours here and there, but I was answering phone calls, and it was just running. I was everywhere from Ellington, Lesterville, south of Winona, almost Dalton.
Okay.
I attempted to go to Thomasville, but couldn't get there because of the bridge. We were going hard.
Yeah, it was just really – a bad thing. I mean, we were down there, you know, of course, turkey season, trying to do a turkey camp, and we were in a cabin on top of the hill with watching the water below us, and we couldn't get in to hunt, couldn't get around. But that's not bad. What was bad is the folks that lost so much property and houses, and oh, it's just a bad thing.
You bet. There's a lot of businesses in the Eminence area that are suffering. The canoe haulers, the private campgrounds, they need your business.
Absolutely.
And the park is open, and we need people to come down to Shannon County.
Yep, that's why we got you on this morning. We wanted you to tell folks that they need to come down and come to the area, and you know, let's support our state and our resources. And what a beautiful area to come to. And it was just great news when I got you on. You said you got them all open. That was good to hear. So we want our listeners to know that. Great news, Chris. Appreciate you bringing that to us. Hey, you got a banquet coming up too here pretty soon. So we're gonna have to get you back on with that, right? You're gonna do some duck stuff again.
Yeah, and I'll touch base with you. I got a few surprises for that this year.
All right.
So we got some good things going on.
All right, that sounds good. What Vogel?
No, I'm just saying ducks. That's duck.
He's our duck guy. Remember?
Well, you remember? I know that. Yeah. I never heard
he
how
was
the
guy that was going to arrest you down at Blue Springs for indecent exposure. He is law enforcement, buddy.
Yes.
I don't know. Your legs weren't looking too good either, there, Ray. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Okay. True. All right. Well, Chris, thanks. And thanks for letting us know. And so Blue Springs is now open. They can go down and use that area and camp out and get in the river. And boy, I saw the channel change. Me and Marty drove down there. Boy, the channel changed a lot right in there, and the trees are down.
Boy, it's amazing how much just changed the river. I'm not sure if you had a chance to go to Alice Spring and look at the gravel bar access down there. It has really changed a lot of spots on the river. It's pretty neat to see. I mean, just the power of Mother Nature.
Yeah, it is. I saw pretty high up on the bluff, a lot of trees broke over. That stuff was deep and fast. It was bad. So, you know, we got through it. Let's go down and enjoy our outdoors and go down to the Ozarks and enjoy the streams and the rivers and the springs, and let's help those folks get back, because it was just a bad deal. Well, thank you, Chris. Thanks for coming on and letting our guys and gals know what's going on in the Ozarks, and everything's open, and come down and enjoy the Ozarks, enjoy the scenic riverways.
You bet. Sounds great. Look forward to seeing y'all.
Talk to you soon. Thanks, Chris.
See you, buddy.
All right. How about that? Great report.
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea he was going to say it was all open. I thought he was going to tell us the closings that you still couldn't go to. That's awesome.
That is.
Good stuff.
Yeah, Blue Springs is one of the prettiest areas in the Midwest.
It sure is. All right, we need to take a break. With that, we're going to take a break.
Live Mobile On Demand.
See you on the other side, baby.
Midwest Outdoor Studio.